This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, I want to, bring you guys some happy news, but we have to just quickly get this topic out of the way because this is really, really important. Okay, now that we're hearing another couple kids have died, we have a 10-year-old Connecticut hockey player has died as a result of the flu. And we are hearing more and more of these cases with young, healthy individuals. People are freaking out. Parents are freaking out because they don't, they don't know if, okay, do I go home and watch the kid have his fever and have the flu, or do I panic and take him to a hospital? How do I know that my kid, or myself for that matter, who's feeling like death has taken over him, and that's what the flu feels like. If you've ever had the flu, you feel like you're going to die already, but that's the flu. So how do you know when you just kind of take it and rest and sleep it off? Or how do you know to get yourself seen? And so we're having some panic out there, and I want to put you guys at ease. There's a way to tell, and I've talked about this on the show, but I think I need to reiterate this for y'all, okay? Now, don't worry, I wrote this, an article on this, it's on my website at drdahlia.com or on my Facebook and Twitter, so it breaks it down. But flu comes with a variety of symptoms. And the flu symptoms, as opposed to a cold, we've talked about the difference between flu and a cold. Cold, it comes on more gradually. You'll get runny nose, you'll get a cough, you'll get, respiratory issues. You may even get a low-grade fever, rarely. It's more slow, insidious, not as abrupt. The flu, that'll hit you like a ton of bricks. I saw, one of my students running around the other day, really happy and, just kind of giggling around. And then all of a sudden, when the next day, because I called to check on her, how her kids were doing, she was like, hello. She was in bed. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, just hours ago, you looked like you were, energetic and as healthy as could be. So the flu hits you pretty fast. And flu symptoms can technically last up to 2 weeks. So when these kids who have been sent home, and we'll talk about a couple of these cases, going, well, it's the flu, so there's no antibiotics for the flu, which is correct. Go home, sleep it off. That if you have these symptoms that can last up to 2 weeks, then how do you know when you're not getting better? So I'm going to say don't wait 2 weeks. All right, first, what are the symptoms of the flu? So let's break it down. Fever, that's huge. Body aches, cough, sneezing, sore throat, shortness of breath, fatigue, headache, nausea, vomiting. And these symptoms come on quickly. Now, what comes first? The fatigue does. I saw somebody else at work the other day. He's like, I don't think I'm sick, but I do feel tired, so I hope I'm not getting sick. And then, whoa, Nelly, the next day he was down for the count. So fatigue is usually the first symptom. Then you get the body ache, scratchy throat, cough, runny nose, and then comes the fever. Some of you may be like, no, I get the fever first. Okay, maybe you do, because maybe you don't feel the fatigue. Maybe it's because you're asleep and then you wake up with the fever. And again, it doesn't have to always be in that choreography. But usually the first symptom is, I just feel tired. I think I just want to lie down or I don't want to go out. You could be coming up getting the flu. The fever could be a low-grade fever or it could be high, up to 106 even. Scary stuff, because when you have a fever that jumps really quickly and the temperature rises pretty quickly, you could go into a febrile seizure. Now, we're being told, though, that the fever usually lasts 2 days. 2 days, the fever will usually subside. And most flu symptoms will start to subside in about 3 to 5 days. So we talked about how do you die from the flu? Well, let's now talk about, let's switch gears. How does the flu kill you? The big number one cause is pneumonia. You know, your lungs are kind of weakened. It's a respiratory infection. So now a secondary bacterial infection or even viral infection could come, take over the lungs. Okay, and when you have this inflammatory fluid, an infection in the lungs, your lungs can't exchange oxygen to the blood. Then you become hypoxic, go into respiratory failure, and die. And what are the symptoms of pneumonia? Well, the symptoms of pneumonia are fever, cough, fatigue, shortness of breath, body aches. Almost identical. Right? Like my cousin Vinny. Identical. Almost identical to the flu. But to me, if I was a clinician, I'd be like, you know what? That cough is really prominent. That cough is the star of the show. If the cough is the star of the show, I'm going to think more pneumonia. Now, you know, the flu usually doesn't kill per se, but it can. There is the potential for flu itself in if the flu causes inflammation of the organs while you're battling it. So you could have all this inflammation that's not pneumonia related to fill up in the lungs, and that causes you to go into respiratory failure, heart failure as well, could affect the heart. Back in 2007, there was a study that said a flu will increase your risk of heart attack and stroke, doubling it. But if you're a diabetic, now your sugars are out of control if you have the flu. So if you have other medical issues, the flu can make that worse. That 21-year-old bodybuilder, Kyler Bauman, he went into multi-organ failure because he went into septic shock. He was coughing. My guess is it was a pneumonia that turned into a multi-organ that went into sepsis, and then his organ shut down. This little 12-year-old girl, 4 days before she died, had gone to an urgent care, was diagnosed with the flu, but it wasn't the flu. It was a strep infection. So everybody was so biased and worried about the flu that here she comes in with a real bacterial infection and didn't get treated. This guilty by association type of picture can unfortunately also be a huge risk. So how do you know if your flu is actually going to be deadly? Well, if the fever does not go away, if the fever comes back after it went away, if you have new symptoms like weakness, confusion, if you get delirious, dizzy, if you can't keep fluids down, if you dehydrate, if you're starting to get chest pain, that means something's filling up in the chest or lungs. If your lips turn blue, more difficulty breathing, worsening cough. So any symptoms that do not resolve, they lag on for days, evolve into something worse, or just plain recur, those are red flags on when your flu is getting bad. But if you start feeling better after a couple days, that's a good sign. So my website talks more about this at drdahlia.com or go to my Facebook and Twitter. We'll be right back, 1-877-DrDahlia. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
People are waking up. They're standing up to those pushing pesticides and GMOs as safe alternatives for a starving world. What a bunch of crap! I tell you, I'd rather eat dirt. So, I drink Life Change Tea. It's an herbal drink, cleansing my body of toxic sludge and nasty chemicals, and of course, ridding the intruders that are hidden in my so-called food. And by the way, Life Change Tea is non-GMO and organic. No fillers, no yuck. Just a great defense against you-know-what. May the supplement force awaken you. Don't fall to the dark side. Oh, sorry. I went to the movies last night. Anyway, enough said. How do you get that herbal drink and change your life? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You will awaken. You will get stronger, and you might even lose a bit of weight. So awaken to Life Change Tea and the many one-of-a-kind supplements at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. May the supplement force be with you.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
DOC DALI. So this is very interesting. All right. We have a Fresno man. Have you guys ever been to Fresno? It's cool. It's kind of in Central California. I almost went to residency there. Really, really nice. I mean, it's not on the ocean. And any city, when you're not on the ocean, you really like crave fish. And you know, you want to feel like you're on the ocean because you feel guilty that you're landlocked. So you eat sushi. Which is what a lot of us do. In Vegas, sushi's huge, right? Because we want to pretend that we're, you know, on the coast, even though we enjoy a lot cheaper real estate than we do. So we go to a sushi restaurant, and we act like, you know, we're like our Los Angeles brethren. Well, a Fresno man apparently came into the Community Regional Medical Center, ER, and he was, coming in with bloody diarrhea. Now, bloody diarrhea happens, but not usually in, you know, a first world country, you know, that doesn't really get a lot of these, you know, bad GI outbreaks you know, that you could get from contaminated water and sanitation, etc. So he came in, and Dr. Ban, Kenny Bon, was the ER physician. And like any other ER doc, he said, oh, how are you? Thanks, you know, welcome to the ER and demeanor. You know how we talk to patients, right? And, you know, came to him right on time. And I guess the patient brought in a grocery bag saying, I want to get treated for worms. And in the grocery bag had a toilet paper roll, and wrapped around it was a giant, long tapeworm. Now, I am looking at this, and it's kind of light brown, but all cleaned up. And he has a clipboard next to it, so it is maybe three times, it's long. It's about 5.5 feet long. And it's a helminth, which is a name for a parasitic worm. It's unraveled, laid out on a whole bunch of paper towels in the emergency department floor. I hope somebody cleaned up afterwards. Excuse me. And Dr. Ban said it's just his height, so I guess he's 5.5 feet tall. The man had discovered the worm as it began wiggling out while he sat on the toilet. He was scared. He thinks he's dying. Oh, my guts are coming out of me. But as he pulled, the worm continues to come out. It began moving, and then he felt relieved to realize that it was a tapeworm. Why? Because it was a long, rubbery, brown thing. People don't know the color of the colon. The colon is actually pink. It's very pretty. Did I show you guys my colon pictures from my colonoscopy? I need to do that. Everybody needs to look. Okay, I'm going to post on Facebook my colon so you guys could see what a colon looks like. It's really pretty. It's really shiny. It was really clean. I did good prep. Anyway, so the president's tapeworm length got a lot of attention at ER. You know, so it was like, hey, Jessica, come here. So Dr. Jessica Mason took a look. I believe she was there. She explained the tapeworm can grow up to 40 feet in length. So what's the treatment? We give you the same pill, I guess we give like to dogs. Okay? And, you know, you still have to do a treatment. Okay? You know, you still have to do a treatment. I think it's just one pill. I think it's a single dose now. And tapeworms can grow inside for a while. Left untreated, they could cause weight loss, anemia. And, unfortunately, sometimes the tapeworm will lay eggs and, you know, those could kind of grow. Unfortunately, you have some idiots out there that'll infect themselves with tapeworm eggs to lose weight because they like the weight loss. They're saying, Dr. Ban said, no, the patient's still chubby. So apparently he didn't lose that much weight. Now, the patient's where he hadn't traveled anywhere. He didn't drink any well water or did anything out of the ordinary. He lived in Fresno, but he loved sushi, raw salmon sushi. He eats raw salmon every day, he says. Now, apparently, there's a podcast the doctor made on this. And so there was an outbreak of Japanese tapeworms in the Pacific caught salmon. And so he now says, you know what, maybe I'm not going to eat salmon. You know, it's interesting. I'm surprised he's chubby. You know, somebody who really likes fish to that degree usually is kind of skinny. Anyway, I know I shouldn't be making that broad statement, but still. So, tapeworms can be found in many types of fish, according to the Charlotte Observer, and especially fish that were not flash frozen, because the freezing will kill the tapeworm. And raw salmon sushi is a big people's favorite. He's still going to eat sushi, but he may now eat tuna sushi as opposed to salmon sushi. So, what does this mean? Well, look at your poop. And be careful eating raw. I know we love eating sushi. We love eating raw sushi. We love eating raw food. Okay, like, you know, I see people order their steaks. I'm at Outback, and I see people order rare, and there's this big pool of blood on their plate, and I'm like, are you guys kidding me? And it's because they, you know, we're animals. Some of us do not want our food super cooked. We have this instinct to want to just, you know, into our meat. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So one thing, when I was practicing, because now I teach, is people will say, look, I want to bring my dog with me on my trip. And I'm like, well, yeah, so what do you want from me? Well, you need to say that he's for emotional support. And I'm like, well, yeah, well, one is that there's a process to that. But number two is, how's that dog going to be in a pressurized cabin among other people? is the dog, you know, I don't mind saying that this is going to be for emotional support for you, but I have to worry about other passengers because now my license is on the line. Well, apparently Delta is tightening their requirements for passengers traveling with onboard service and emotional support animals. If the dog's a good dog, he could come. If he's a bad dog, no. And why? Because there's been an uptick in animal-related safety issues over the last few years. So effective March 1, Delta, which is the second largest U.S. airline by passenger traffic, I know, I keep thinking TWA has been around. I wonder what the first is. United? Probably United. Anyway, Delta, who's the second largest. Okay, yeah, if an article ever does that, I can't stand when articles do that. This is the second leading cause of death. Well, what's the first? Anytime, can I just tell any of you guys in journalism right now? If you ever write an article or make any report on something being the second largest or the third or whatever, can you please at least put in parentheses what number one or number two are? Because now we have to stop reading the article to look up who the biggest one is. I don't really give a damn who the biggest airline is, but it does make me stop and wonder, and it prevents the flow of my reading comprehension. So effective March 1, Delta, the second largest U.S. airline by passenger traffic, says it will require passengers seeking to fly with pets to present additional documents outlining passengers' need for the animal and proof of the animal's training and vaccinations. But this has to be done 48 hours prior to the scheduled flight. Why? There's been a 150% increase in the number of service and support animals carried on board since 2015. All these people need to now start bringing animals? Service animals? I think people are trying to, sneak their dog. Listen, it's expensive to leave your dog or cat at home when you travel. You know, we had just done that cruise, and so the dogs went to the animal hospital has a kennel. And it's a fun one for the dogs because they get to hang out. They get to, walk around, play with the other animals. So it's a cool type of setup, but it's expensive. I think it was like $45, $50 a day for both dogs. That adds up. If I could just take the dog with us, I save that money, and then I don't have to be away from the dog. They said along that increase was an 84% spike in the number of reported animal incidents since 2016. Urination, defecation. Oh, yeah, my dogs do pee-pee house and poo-poo house. Yeah, they're going to do pee-pee or poo-poo airplane, absolutely. Biting. There was a high-profile mauling of a passenger by a 70-pound emotional support dog. They may be emotional and loving to you, but they're not going to like Bud, who's sitting next to you. So apparently, John Laughter, that's his name, Laughter, Senior Vice President of Corporate Safety, Security, and Compliance, said without laughing, the rise in serious incidents involving animals in flight leads us to believe that the lack of regulation of both health and training screening for these animals is creating unsafe conditions across U.S. air travel. Under federal law, service animals are permitted to fly in cabin with their owners, provided they do not provide a threat to the health and safety of others. All right, so a lot of you guys need Fluffy and Fido to be with you. Just be prepared that there's going to be some sort of, it's interesting. Like, you guys all know Shake and Boo, right? I talked to you about Shake. Remember we had Shake and Bake, two cats. Bake died. Shake then didn't like his name, so I call him Shake and Boo. I thought maybe he'd like that more, and he doesn't. He says Shake and Boo sounds stupid, too. But anyway, Shake, he loves me, I think. But he's a real jerk. Can't say the word I really want to say on air, but he is a real jerk. Because he knows pee-pee house. But you know what? I can take him anywhere. I can take him in a car. I can take him to work. I can take him anywhere with me. So I've even flown with him. But I just don't think he would really like whoever's next to me. I don't think I'd like the pilot. I don't think I'd like the flight attendant. And he would definitely want to do a nice, big, juicy pee-pee on the plane. So I'm not taking him. All right, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Why are scalpels being left in our veterans?
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
None attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
We have some breaking news. Welcome back to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sheriff Joe Lombardo in Las Vegas has made a brief statement regarding the October 1 shooting. And he has told the public that he is confident. We just got this. He just had, I believe, a press or he's having a press briefing as we speak, that there was only one shooter on October 1. People thought that there were two shooters because two separate windows were broken. They didn't seem to originally be a part of the same suite. It seemed to be in two rooms, but we believe it's a part of the same suite. And so there was kind of concern how somebody would run back and forth, only one shooter back and forth across. But he has confirmed that there is one shooter. And no charges are going to be filed against Stephen Paddock's girlfriend, Marilou Danley. Lombardo says Paddock, who was the shooter, Stephen Paddock, had extensive search history on his computer for SWAT and tactical behavior and child porn. Lombardo says a possible motive for the shooting still involves the loss of a significant amount of wealth he lost prior to the shooting. The sheriff indicated there is one other person, not a shooter, under investigation, and charges could be coming within the next 60 days. A comprehensive report will not be released until the end of the year. And so, this has been a very, very highly anticipated, highly anticipated briefing because, there are many lawsuits now, you know, being set and being filed in terms of the shooting. Many concert goers are very, very nervous about why, what happened. There's been a lot of conspiracies, you know, and theories out there. You know, a big one that nobody has really kind of answered is we heard a lot about the Antifa movement, right, you know, prior. And then as soon as this happened, we heard nothing. In fact, I don't think we've even heard Antifa since prior to October 1. And so unless maybe the media is not covering it. And so you wonder if, you know, if that was related. And so there's all these kind of little conspiracies that are out there. And, you know, the idea that, well, this was a lone gunman who was able to, you know, perform one of the deadliest mass histories in the States, you know, so easily and single-handed, you know, just seemed kind of odd and left a lot of questions open. I am a fan of Lombardo. I am a fan of Metro. I am a fan of law enforcement here in Vegas. It is frustrating that Tom Brady's jersey that was stolen and ended up in Mexico was found within days. And here we are going into 3.5 months and we still don't have closure on what happened. Still a lot of, you know, questions, but, as long as this doesn't happen again, you know, let them do what they need to do. You know, I mean, the fact that the media is involved, they got to be very careful what they say. But yeah, you know, the hard copy or the hard drive of his computer was missing at the site. Well, then what? He brought a computer with no hard drive. He, you know, it just something. And then, you know, he killed himself. And a lot of shooters do that. But you wonder, did somebody else kill him? You know what? And there's really not a lot of pictures of this guy. And I don't know, things don't seem to add up. And it's very frustrating because this is in my hometown. I mean, you know, Vegas, this happened, you know, just miles from where I live. And it's frustrating. But we'll keep you guys posted. That's the latest. All right. So, veteran is suing the VA hospital in Connecticut, Glenford Turner, because he had surgery back in 2013. And as many of us heard last week, doctors had discovered a sharp metal surgical instrument that had been left inside his body back then. According to his lawyer, Joel Faxon, tells NPR, it's perplexing to me how they could be so incompetent that a scalpel that really should only be on the exterior of your body not only goes into the body, but then is sewn into the body. Now, the lawsuit alleges that a trainee surgeon performed the radical prostatectomy at the VA and Connecticut healthcare system. Now, we've been using robots for prostatectomies, but I guess the VA might not be using, as of 2013, the high-tech equipment. I mean, we are talking almost 5 years ago. And subsequent to the surgery, he had unidentifiable abdominal pain at the time. But nobody could really figure out why. The object was discovered when Turner, who was now 61 years old, went in for an MRI for a separate medical issue. The magnet in the MRI machine reacted to the scalpel's abdomen. And then you had to stop the procedure because he starts having all this pain. Why? Because the scalpel is now running around moving in there. What a cluster. When you MRI somebody, you don't want to do so if there's metal. But nobody knew there was metal. But not only was it metal, it was something with a blade. A separate court document describes the object as a 5-inch scalpel handle. Not clear whether the blade was attached to the handle. There usually are these disposable blades that you add on there. And the lawyer did not have access to the object. It does appear to be long, thin, and pointed on X-ray. And as I look at the X-ray, it's interesting. You see where the scalpel blade would attach onto, but you cannot see the blade on this X-ray. Maybe they took off the blade. Either way, you still don't want a big piece of metal in there. So he went through additional surgery to remove the instrument. The VA Connecticut did not provide a specific comment on the lawsuit, saying the VA does not typically comment on pending litigation. Now, Faxon, the plaintiff, filed an administrative claim with the VA last June, has not received a formal response, they say. He expects it to take some 3 years to reach a resolution and a payment of more than $1 million, which is what they're hoping for. Leaving surgical materials inside a patient does happen. It's not supposed to be that frequent. But we're being told, according to a report from the Open Access Macedonian Journal of Medical Sciences, that with more than 28 million operations performed nationwide, the number of cases in which foreign bodies are left behind during a procedure has been estimated at around 1,500 cases per year. So 1,500 cases, that's about, what, 100-some a month, where a foreign body or an instrument is being left in a person. And they think it may be a low estimate because how many people will report that? They believe it's 4,500 to 6,000 times a year. Sponges, needles, towels, screw clips, clamps, things like that left inside the body. This is the first time they saw that it was a scalpel. Now, many of you are like, what the heck happens in the OR? Well, okay, so I haven't been in an OR since training in the late 90s. And we, back then, which I believe we do now, have a very specific count system, sophisticated count system. So every single instrument or sponge or gauze, you would think, all right, you use gauze and you throw it out. No, nothing gets thrown out. If we have blood-soaked gauze, they kept it on another tray and they counted the gauze. So everything was counted. I never saw anything left inside the body. This is in the 90s. So if they had maybe 35 gauze pads used of 40 out there, those 35 were counted at the end before we closed up. Now, we didn't stop and take 20 minutes to count. We would count as we went. So once we started to close the inner layers, all right, do we have this? Do we have this? Yes, you could close the next layer. Do we have all the scalpels? Do we have all the, are all the blades accounted for? And so your surgical tech and the circulating nurse, right? The one, the circulating nurse would be your unsterile, your surgical tech would be your sterile, because you need somebody unsterile to be able to grab something, open it up, that allows a sterile person to go in and grab it sterilely. So you need to have, you know, non-sterile and sterile personnel, meaning, you know, somebody gowned up and somebody not. And both of them would be on top of the counting. And even the doctor would make sure it was back on the tray. So here you have a trainee, and, you know, the average trainee doesn't drop instruments. I mean, that's a big instrument to drop. But why the VA? You know, and so, you know, people were saying, well, does the VA attract the best of the best? I think they do. I think anybody within our military system is. You know, the VA is a government-run health system, so I don't know if they get paid less. I don't think they get paid more than private. But they are paid significantly less, so it's not like they're going to only, you know, attract people that barely passed. So this was a cluster. But then again, things were a cluster back then, and hopefully they have things, you know, better run. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So remember I told you years ago we changed the definition of middle age? Remember middle age used to be your 35 to 55? And because people were living longer and we look so damn good in our 40s, and they're like, why don't we just change middle age to 45 to 65? Now, depending on where you are, the definition may still, you know, go back to the 30s, but I think middle age is 45 to 65. Well, now they're changing the range of adolescence. According to BBC News, rather than adolescence being the ages of 10 to 19, is between the ages of 10 to 24. I don't know if Obamacare gets credit for this one, but this comes out of BBC. They say young people are continuing their education for longer, as well as delaying marriage and parenthood. And this has now pushed back popular perceptions of when adulthood begins. They say changing the definition is vital to ensure that laws stay appropriate. Now, this is an opinion piece written by researchers and scientists in the Lancet Child and Adolescent Health. That sounded lovely. And another expert warns that doing so, though, will unfortunately further infantilize young people. All right, so let's start with puberty. Okay, now many of us don't really remember puberty. We kind of really suppressed those thoughts because it was a real, real bad, awkward time. I thought I had breast cancer because my boobs hurt so bad, but I didn't have boobs at the time. And I'm like, what is going on? Anytime anybody hit a boob, it hurts so bad that I thought I was dying. It was not fun. Girl puberty really stinks. Guys, you think you have it rough? Jeez. Anyway, you can't wear white pants. And this was the 80s. Okay, of course you want to wear your white jeans. Look good. All right. Apple bottom jeans. Well, that was an 80s song, but still. Anyway, puberty happens when the brain, the hypothalamus, starts to release a hormone that activates the body's pituitary and gonadal glands. Now, in the olden days, this would happen, 13, 14. But as we improved our nutrition and over-improved it to the point where a lot of kids have obesity, some of these girls and guys are starting puberty way younger, like the age of 10. So industrialized countries are now starting to see girls' first menstruation 4 years prior than it used to be about 150 years ago. They say half of all females now have their period by 12 or 13, whereas even when I was growing up, you would usually wouldn't even start till you were 13. But now you have 10, 11-year-old girls having their periods. Now, in terms of developing, your body could still continue to develop. The brain continues to mature beyond the age of 20. It is supposed to work faster and more efficiently. So if your teenage boys like mine are like, duh, when you tell them to do something, it just maybe they haven't finished their development. Wisdom teeth usually are supposed to come and high school, but some people aren't getting the wisdom teeth until they're 25. Young people get married later, having children later, even if they are. Some of them don't even want to get married. According to the Office of Natural Statistics, the average age for a man to enter his first marriage, doesn't that stink, your first marriage? It should be your only marriage, was 32.5 years and 30 years for women. Now, this was across Europe. This represented an increase of almost 8 years since 1973. So if people across the globe are getting married in the industrialized nations later, in your 30s, then they're going to start having babies later. They start having babies later, that could also change the way the babies develop. So, they say social policy may need to change. Now, here we have, you know, Obamacare, and we have, I don't know, the way college is in terms of, you know, support and loans and, you know, when, there's a lot of different societal policies in play. And it's not just about the drinking age and about voting. But the fact that adolescents may go to the age of 24, to me, is concerning. Because, you know, my past relatives and generations, by 24, they were raised in a family of five. You know, working, having their, you know, and I don't know. I mean, should our kids be not criticized if they're still living with mommy at the age of 24? Now, I have a boy that's turning 18. He's a very capable kid. Okay? He's a good boy. Stubborn. I don't understand anything he says because he mumbles all the time. Like, what'd you just say? Okay, I don't understand what you just said. Just because you growl it doesn't, you know, demarcate the syllables better for me. Okay, it doesn't clarify. What the hell did you just say? Hungry. You're hungry. You're hungry. Oh, my gosh. This is what I deal with on a daily basis. How's this kid going to get an apartment rent if he can't even talk to the person, the leaser? Oh, my gosh. Get your mom on the phone. All right. She enunciates. I'm like, what? Well, he, I think, wants to rent an apartment. Is that what you want to do, Stone? You want to rent an apartment? Honestly, I don't understand what the heck he's saying. And you know what? I think he does it on purpose. I've heard him enunciate very clearly when he talks to, you know, someone he's dating. When he talks to his friends. He told somebody off they were playing video games, and he used some very choice words, and they were enunciated so clearly, so distinctly. I really got those words down. Then when I walked in, I said, does somebody cuss around here? I swear, I don't know, man. There's no way he's going to live in my house till he's 24. I'm kicking his butt out tomorrow. I'm so sick of this. I'm so sick of it. But you know what? He's my baby. And the longer he lives at home, the younger I feel. I think a lot of kids live at home for selfish reasons. Because parents are like, I want my baby close by to me. I want to know my baby's safe. I want to know my baby's not doing drugs. I want to know my baby is going through school, going to hopefully get a degree, and then hopefully get a job, and stick to that job. And if he lives with me, he'll do it. If he doesn't live with me, he'll go off and, I don't know, smoke pot or do something stupid and not go show up to work. So us parents are infantilizing and babying them. But, you know, I don't think I mind it. It's okay. There are babies. You know, life's too short. If you want to be with your baby, you be with your baby. Because they're babies. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. The flu, you could get the flu not by somebody just sneezing on you or coughing, but scientists are telling you, look, somebody just breathing next to you can give you the flu. Now, the average person knows that. If you are next to somebody sick and they breathe on you, you're going to breathe in what they breathe, and there are droplets, microscopic droplets. But I notice at work, everybody panics when somebody coughs or sneezes. And I'm like, just don't let anybody sick be in your office setting or in your studio, because they're going to, you know, they're going to breathe on you. So this is a groundbreaking experiment on flu patients in the U.S., and it revealed the virus's capacity to aerosolize and linger in the atmosphere. And their capacity is greater than previously thought. In contrast, sneezing appeared to play a relatively small part in spreading the flu. Now, the flu does, I believe, thus far killed about 120 people so far. So the results were published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, and it calls into question whether, you know, we sitting there yelling and screaming about, you know, people covering their nose should be kind of converted to, okay, guys, or translated to also just don't breathe around other people. They say the sneezing can transfer the virus, but people with flu sneeze relatively rarely, according to researchers at the University of Maryland. Studies suggest that at least 4 in 10 flu sufferers will aerosolize little droplet nuclei, the infection just by breathing. I'm a heavy breather. You guys hear me? I'm like, you hear me in between. I mean, yeah. Well, when you do that, stuff flies. All right. 1-877-DOCDALI. We'll be right back.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.